What's up, guys? This is the FOQ podcast. Today is October 25th, and with us today we have Massacre 1080. Double O Status.
What?
Ghost Flow 02.
Hello!
Zero.
Ali Mew.
Hi.
And Ono as Zombie.
Hello there.
I'm Aurora Dragon, and today we have many interesting topics. We are going to be talking about. Modding consoles, pirating in general, and whether or not it's a good thing. So let's start off right with the debate. We know that Ghost Flow 2 has a position on this. Why don't you explain your position?
Well, what's been recently released was the level O keys for the PS3, which is now permanently hacked. PS3s are out and loose now. You could download games for free and play them without any worries. Yay!
Online?
Yeah, you can play them online.
Yep, even online.
Open my line? Oh, I know that, actually. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yep. Once you download them, it's like the full game, but it's just downloaded into the... It's like with Xbox on demand.
Yeah,
what
like
is
the,
that?
The level O key, it decrypts all firmware. So it doesn't matter what firmware they come up with, it'll be decrypted.
Yeah, you can even use the old first release 2006 PS3s and like it'll still be updated to the current firmware.
Hmm. And they can't catch you or anything? They can't like find out?
Nope.
Nope, they can't. It's level O keys. It's some serious work now.
Yeah,
like all the hackers are like happy, like in pig and shit. You know, all like, oh my god, yes, oh my god.
Yeah, for them to they have to stop the freaking, like, if they were to put any kind of stop to it, the even legit PS3s would be stopped. So
yeah,
that's
they
why they can't
do
anything.
They would have to shut off the grid.
Wow. That's
well, they're obviously gonna have to do something because.
There's honestly nothing they can't currently do because there are level keys. It's serious, serious shit right now.
They'll probably just wait for the next generation of consoles and prevent it from happening because it's a little too late, I think, in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a pretty good job for it to take that long.
I don't think they did too good of a job, to be honest.
Holy shit, can you imagine if this happened on Xbox? It'd be fucking anarchy.
It did happen to remember.
It already
happened. No.
Well, they have the JTAG, I think it's called, or something?
Yeah, they have JTAGs for Xbox 360.
You can play online?
No, you can't play online.
You can play,
well, exactly.
You could get caught. Like, if you're modding,
He looked for it.
Yeah, but you said that they could play online and they didn't get caught. I'm saying if that happened on Xbox, it would be anarchy.
Yep.
Well, I will say is that I do know some people who played Halo 4 already. They have it in their hard drive with their hack console. They just didn't play online at all.
What, Xbox or PS3?
Xbox. I just said Halo 4.
How would you play Halo 3?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Why would
you?
Wow, brain fart.
Yeah.
And anyway.
They played it since, like, I think Saturday or something. Since Saturday.
Well, I'm pretty sure those consoles are going to get fucking banned as soon as they go online.
No, they went online. Nothing happened.
No, basically what could happen is if Microsoft was smart enough, they could... check the achievements when they were gotten that what date.
Well, achievements aren't recorded when you're offline though.
Yeah, they are.
Not the date.
Oh no, that's right. No.
The only way that would happen is if you had unplugged your Xbox, and I don't think a lot of people are smart enough to unplug your Xbox from the wall socket.
Right, that's the thing. which is why I'm telling. I mean, never mind.
You can say, okay.
Alright, so Matthew 1080 here was going to procure a copy early, and...
legit! Make sure that clear, a legit copy of the store, not a... Well, I'm not sure it's pirated, but it's a legit copy.
And, I had concerns that he would have to make a new account, Masker 360. And, you know, it's just a really sad thing when leaks come out like this because as a contrast to Ghost Flow's position, I'm actually against modding, hacking, cheating. Now, needless to say, I am a pirate as well, so I'm not a pirate because it's different.
So you like to be on ships and steal loot?
Yes,
I do.
Yes,
and get booty.
But the difference is it only affects me. You know, it's not like I'm modding my controller, getting an advantage over other people. Songs are cheaper than games, so I guess, you know, I'm stealing less money. I don't know. I'm at peace with music, at least. But who doesn't steal music these days anyway, so?
I don't.
You're a fucking liar.
I'm not kidding.
the fuck out of here.
I go to my friend's house and I get all my music from him.
That's still stealing.
That's not stealing. He puts music on my iPod. I'm like,
that's like, hey, I went to my friend's store and he put money from the cash register into my bag. You know what?
I go to shows. I support my bands that I listen to. I buy their merch. I am doing my part.
Well, yeah, so, at least you're doing that. That's true.
Yeah, I don't do jack shit.
I'm gonna say I do first download the album first, like someone mentioned, and then I buy it. And I always buy Ayumi Hamasaki's albums, regardless how much it is. I always buy it all the time, and her merchandise too. And this is Japanese albums.
I do the same because I would not pay full price for a crappy album.
But the thing is, why download it and then buy it afterwards? If you already have it,
to support.
Yeah,
to support.
So why not just go on YouTube and listen to the song? Okay, I like this song.
They get pennies.
No, but like go on YouTube first and listen to the song. Say, oh, I like this song. I'm going to go buy the album.
Isn't it better if they get pennies than nothing when you download
it? See, instead of downloading the song, go on YouTube and listen to it.
That is what I do.
you said download, though. You said download the song.
Yeah, I downloaded from YouTube.
I why don't just watch the song on YouTube itself?
I don't know. I don't like watching because I rather close my eyes and listen. Because then when
turn
you're
the browser off, just minimize it.
I can't download on YouTube. It's anything less than 192 kilobytes a second. It's just like,
that's true.
Another thing is, I'm gonna say for Japanese albums and songs, they usually get ripped down immediately because they have like a huge corporation fucking ripping it down, so that's why I can't really like listen to it on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's the internet. If it's not on YouTube, it's somewhere else. I mean, YouTube is not the best place
So I have a very good forum that I'm part of where they post it up and they're like, you know, listen to it and please support Ayumi and
Media Fire or whatever.
I listen to it first and then I buy her album if there's like a special thing.
Media Fire.
I have like a fucking close to $100 USB drive from her that has her album. Come on. Why are you guys complaining about it?
I mean, that's just... Damn. Why don't you just give her money? Just send her money.
No, I need to see her, and then maybe I'll pay her.
Charity!
Woo!
Alright, well, moving on from this topic, just minor notes. Assassin's Creed is coming out soon.
No, I wasn't.
31st.
30th.
Yes.
30th.
5 days.
I will be attending the midnight release. I get out of class at 10 o'clock the 29th. And I'll be camped out until midnight. I got all planned out.
So you want Rob Dragon? Go to his GameStop and go Rob.
I'm not getting Assassin's Creed.
No, but I'm getting Halo 4 midnight release.
No, it'll be 13.
I'll have a video of it.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough having these games back to back like that. This is bullshit.
No. Halo 4 is definitely going to take the cake.
Yeah, it is.
It's awesome. Would it really kill them to release a game during the summer? Like, really?
No.
Yeah, because as holiday season is in November, December. People don't want to buy games in the summer. It's like, well, I mean, you could, yeah, but...
There are high chances of people actually buying the game, and yeah.
Yeah, but think about it. You got kids bored during the summer. They got nothing to do.
Then they just play the multiplayer. Doing shit.
Actually, there is an alternative. League of Legends.
No.
Oh my goodness. Can we have one podcast without a mention? I guess we talk about Call of Duty all the time too.
So. Yeah.
Who the hell talks about that garbage? Get out of here.
Yeah, I sold that piece of shit.
I bet you're missing it, aren't you?
No, I'm actually like 10 times happier.
Superb server, no lags.
Just a quick note, if you want to reach happiness, like, just sell your copy of Modern Warfare 3. It's not worth it.
Modern Warfare 3 is so balanced and perfect.
No, the hell it's
Black
not.
Black Ops is more balanced.
Yes, it is.
Kick him out of the party.
Just stop playing Call of Duty in general. And this is coming from the guy who used to get Moabs all the time. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
He could blink Moabs out his ass.
What?
Fart Moab.
Blink Moabs out of that.
I said blink.
It's called fart Moabs.
Wow.
Like, you can't blink out of your butt.
I
don't know about you, but I can. Apparently.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I approve. Let me think. Do we have any other topics?
So that's all on hacking, really?
There's not much more to say.
So, yeah. I guess...
That's like an entirely new topic, in a sense. just because it's kind of like hacking, but then it's not. You know what I mean? It's not like taking over a server. It's just like messing with the basic structure of the game or hardware involved in the gaming.
Modders get banned. That's 100% true. So
no,
I don't know what you're
talking about.
Or suspended, something like that. Oh, they get caught too.
Yeah.
Well, what about modded controllers? With the
Yeah, I was trying to say actually.
Those are allowed in tournaments, from what I recently read. They're allowed.
That's stupid.
Oh no, not all.
Yeah, not all tournaments. Some tournaments.
Even like Avengers, like I no respect for that.
The fuck are Avengers?
Is this like? It's like imagine like a spider on your controller that pushes the buttons closer to your fingers so you don't have to move them as far.
Oh, that's some pussy shit. Fuck that.
Wait, have you guys heard of SCUF controllers or no?
No.
No.
Nope.
Isn't that what Woody's gamertag?
Yeah. It's just a controller that has like some paddles on the back. So it's
I seen those.
Press B button, you just press a paddle on the back.
Oh, that's basically what the Avengers do.
Oh, but yeah, these are the new things and there's people for it and people against it. And I personally, I mean, they say that it doesn't make you a great player like instantly, but it is kind of unfair to people who don't use it and people who do use it.
Well, then it's like, I would love to have a customized controller that fits my hand better than the normal one because my hands are smaller than you guys, you know?
Oh, that's different though. I mean, yeah, I can see that. But I mean, like, I don't even know. Yeah.
Like, why does he need modding? I'm looking at
this stuff controller right now. What the button on the back is like the B button or something?
You could put it to anything.
Yeah, put it to anything. B, jump, whatever.
That's just lazy.
And this is coming from Dragon.
Yeah, it's coming from me.
But I will say is, I also don't know if you guys know about Zim or what Geo, one of our friends, uses. Is you can use your mouse and keyboard, and it gets mapped through this amp. And it goes into your Xbox, so you can actually play with your mouse and keyboard online, and people can't figure it out.
Like, well, the master race would dictate that a mouse and keyboard is the gaming peripheral of choice, but I have to disagree. But maybe it's just because I'm a console gamer.
Well,
I guess it's a fact.
It's got a better aim, and it's more control. It's a fact.
You can fucking like move your mouse like 2 inches really quickly, and you do a 360 turn.
That's not control, though.
No,
I can set my thing
speed
to 10. That's not like I'm gonna have control.
No, I'm saying it's easier. Like, easier to aim. It's easier to pinpoint where you want to shoot at with a mouse using your whole hand except like the thumbs.
I don't know
about that.
I think it's only because we have the most practice with controllers. We feel more comfortable with them.
No, I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 on the PC, and that was actually really like crazy. Like, it's so much more fast paced. I think if we all try that, you know, the game out on the PC, you guys would feel slightly different.
Download it for free!
I feel we would feel our asses getting raped because of all the PC players.
Yeah, I played Black Ops on PC and I played campaign and it was a struggle for me.
Guess what?
On normal too.
Just get a USB Xbox controller.
Wow.
What was the point then?
Yeah.
That's why I did my Halo 2.
Wow. Actually, I did that for Portal 1 on PC. I used the Xbox controller.
Wait, nope. So are you saying that every single new game that's going to drop, like Black Ops 2, is going to be fucking pirated on the PS3 and people are going to be playing pirated versions online multiplayer?
Yep.
Possibly, yep.
And the PlayStation All-Stars.
They're going to port Halo 4 over now.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah, playing that on a PS3 controller, everyone's going to suck. They're not going to know what to do.
I hate the PS3 controller.
It's really small.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah.
It's so fragile.
Well, I don't mind playing normal games like Uncharted, but if it comes to something like a multiplayer game like Call of Duty, it doesn't feel good. I feel like I'm going to crack it. Like, no lie.
Yep.
The thing is, I just love the way that it contours to the hand because I know
you
the
mean the Xbox?
Yeah. It's more streamlined and hand friendly.
The PS2, the Xbox.
Are you talking about your dick?
That was actually pretty good. I'll give you that.
Yay!
The Xbox.
Okay.
It fits your hand a lot better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess for us, because we're men. But for Ali, I'm not sure.
I like the Xbox more. I told you just right now. the PS3 controller is too small for me, and I feel like I can crack it.
And playing both, and I mean having both consoles and playing both for an extremely long period of time, indifferent. I don't really care. Like, they're both.
I don't know. You don't ever just pick up a PS3 controller and feel like throwing it at the wall all of a sudden, when you pick it up? Because that's how I feel.
Me too. Nope,
because that's the thing. If you're used to one thing, then yes, that's how you're going to feel. But if you've been playing both for a long time, you grew accustomed to it. It's like if your Xbox controller was PS3 shaped, you've been using it for so long that you're just going to get used to it.
Well, you know what? If there was a way that I could play PS3 games with an Xbox controller, I'd be playing PS3 a lot more. I mean, if I had one.
I mean, you could get one pretty easily.
Yeah. There's an adapter thing you can order.
The only thing that really sucks, though, is the headset, because everything's all Bluetooth.
Oh, that headset's so garbage.
Yeah,
garbage.
It's so bad.
No, nobody even uses it anyways.
All my friends that have PS3, I just laugh at them.
Yeah, it's like... No one really talks on PS3 either.
Exactly.
And plus, you don't have the cross-gaming party chat.
Yeah. Oh, my PS3 friends, another set of friends, they invited me to play Modern Warfare on PS3. And I was like, sure, why not? And then they all went away for some reason, and I had no idea. And then all of a sudden, I got like a boop, 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 and they invited me to a Skype conversation. They were all there. That's how they have part- Like, what the hell? So I put the headset in my phone and Skype with them while I was playing, and I was like, this is so ghetto.
Well, then again, their game chat quality could be good if you're recording from your computer.
No, this is just how they played.
No,
every
I know, but I'm just telling you, if we actually all Skyped instead of party chat, our conversations would sound more clear in our video.
And less lag outs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but there'd probably be more lag because of the extra traffic.
Yeah, it depends on your connection. So that's a problem.
I didn't have trouble with certain people that I...
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No, yeah, you don't.
No problem for me.
I have 1 megabyte upload. So,
talking about my one up and like, oh, am I going to have trouble? I got one up. What do you think is going to happen?
Okay, my internet, I'll gladly take your money. But if not, then too bad.
Well, Ali and I play with, like, how many people? Like, five people. We're on Skype and we're all playing LOL.
Again, I have 1 megabyte upload.
It's really sad. So, like, you think, like, at this point.
Yeah, come on. 1 megabyte? What the hell?
Like, why does it even offer a plan like that?
I know, right? It's so bad. It's real
life. Like modern day DSL. I mean, not DSL, dial up, sorry.
Alright, if I can bring the conversation back to the topic.
Sure.
I just thought of something. So, is this whole thing about the PSN getting hacked, like, big news already? Like, is it already, like, huge?
Yeah, it's pretty
so
huge.
Okay.
So, what do you think is going to happen with the distribution of games? If it's going to be pirated, do you think companies are going to keep, you know, being like, oh, we're going to make this game for your console, or, you know, whatever. Or are they going to stop? Like, you know, is that going to affect the next generation of PlayStation?
No.
Is it going to come out later because
it's pirated?
But you understand what I'm saying, right? Because companies aren't going to want to make games for a console that's fucked up.
Well, it depends how long that Sony lets this out.
And they still make PC games.
You know what they would probably have happen? All that fucking code shit that we have put in all the time.
You have to put a code in order to
play multiplayer.
Yeah. Oh, like PC gaming. Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying, right? Like, that's going to kind of dwindle, like, Sony's money count, I guess. Yeah, exactly.
Not that their money has been going up.
Oh.
I know, but it's just going to continue to decrease with all this going down.
Yeah, and getting hacked with the people's emails and information that time.
And thinking about it, the funniest thing is that the most grossing, if people tend to forget, the company that grosses the most money
is
potatoes.
We knew what he meant.
All right, anyway, it's Nintendo. And the Wii has been modded up the ass. And they're still making money hand over fist. Every console they own, actually, has been modded to death. So, what does that say?
I think somebody's trapped in an attic somewhere.
I think I know why It's because there aren't enough people who know how to mod for it to matter. To us, we know a lot of people who mod. In general, when I worked at GameStop, there are mad people buying Wii games. They didn't care. They just had to buy it because their kid complained about it. And they're willing to drop $60 for this game that's probably not, like, to be honest, I don't think people put as much effort into, like, a Wii game as opposed to maybe a 360 game or a PS3 game.
That's offensive.
You know it's true. You know it's true.
Well, they have Monster Hunter.
Like your
Oh, word.
I'm just saying there are certain games, yes, you can say that it could compare to it, but you know there are really bad games on the Wii that you have to pay.
Xbox is the PS3 as well, not just Wii.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying that caliber is not as high as all the studios that are making games for PS3 and 360, or even the PC.
Every console, like 90% of the games that are out there are garbage. Yeah. It's because these low-end developers, they make like those stupid movie titles, they make those garbage kid games.
But I'm just saying, in general, let's go back to the topic, that we know, we think there
Someone
are a lot
let that
of people
guy
who
out.
Modders. No, but seriously.
What's the noise?
We all know a lot of people who mod, but in real life, people who are out there, parents, don't know how to mod, and they're gonna fucking buy the game. And that's why it keeps grossing, is because there are many kids out there. People keep having babies. They're gonna want to play Wii. They're not gonna give them an Xbox 360 or PS3 games because it's violent. Whatever says Nintendo, it's like a thumbs up to parents. Just buy it, shove it to the kid, and
Mario.
That's why it keeps grossing. There's not a lot of people who are, you know, modding. What?
Let him out. God.
Are you hammering back there or something? Do they have something stuck in the closet?
So that's what you guys are talking about?
What?
My neighbors are like, I think my neighbor died and like, she's old.
Or they are fucking really old.
But her sons are fucking loaded. And they're reconstructing it and then selling it back out.
Damn. That's a topic. But I was gonna say, damn it. Okay, isn't Xbox the highest selling console right now though?
Yeah.
It has been for a while.
Yeah, who said the Wii is making more money than anybody?
The Wii stopped making money forever.
Nintendo
is the top grossing
it's Nintendo, in general, probably.
Well, they've been around a lot longer.
And yeah, Pokemon.
The Wii specifically was a joke, and I don't even know why they're releasing the Wii U.
Wii U is it's like a gimmick to me, honestly.
It's like an iPad, but just with analog sticks.
It's horrible. That controller is horrible.
Why are they releasing a console that is seriously like it's not going to compare to the next gen at all?
It's not.
It barely compares to this gen as it is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Nothing at all.
That's right. Sega should make a comeback with the Dreamcast 2.
Hey!
I'm pretty sure people would buy that.
We'll buy that.
You know what? Yeah. Nintendo is struggling so much that Sega might actually have a chance now.
Isn't Sega owned by Nintendo or something?
Yeah, I think they do own now. Yeah, they have like Sonic titles and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's another thing that needs to go away. Like, how long
Sonic?
Are they going to keep killing Sonic?
Oh, Mario.
Yeah, Mario needs that too.
Also, Call of Duty, but that's another different story.
Call of Duty is the best it's ever been.
No, seriously, Call of Duty needs to end. There needs to be a new series that rises.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not
Crisis
Medal of
3.
Honor.
Crisis 3.
We all know Halo 4 is going to keep going, even though there's going to be like maybe most likely a Halo 5. There's going to be a Halo 6.
There is. There's a new trilogy.
They already announced a new trilogy.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely happening.
Yo, guys, how mad are you guys going to be if Halo 4 sucks dick?
I mean, like I already said before, I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm hoping it's good.
I'm going to tell you, my friend said it was awesome. The ending. That's
well,
all
tell
you
your friend
know.
I say, fuck you.
It's okay. Well,
I'm pretty sure that the game, the campaign, will be good. I'm pretty sure of that. So multiplayer-wise.
Well, what did you think when you played it?
What?
What did you think when you played it in New York Comic Con? You said it was
good. I played two games. I can't decide off of two games.
I could decide off of one game, and it was great.
It was...
Yeah, but you didn't level up. You didn't unlock everything. You don't know,
basically, let's try this new gear or whatever it's called. Let me try this gun. Let me try this map. Oh, the maps are horrible. I played one map. That map was alright. It wasn't good.
What was it, the Ragnarok map?
Yeah, Ragnarok, there you go.
And once people figure out those maps and figure out gay spots, it's going to get...
Well, then that's you guys blaming it on the community, not the developers, then.
Yeah, it's all about the community, though.
The developers did not... Like, think of... Okay, I'd say that. Think of Modern Warfare 2. People who spam the hell of one-man army noob tubes, but the developers did not do anything about it. They just left it there. They could have fixed it, but they chose not to. So I blame them as well.
They're equally...
Exactly.
Well, then you should think about it this way. That's why people compete in MLG tournaments, so that doesn't happen. So,
and why do you think they're patching Ghost so that it doesn't work if you're camping? They're actually addressing problems.
Well, I'm gonna say Black Ops did a really good job in.
Yeah, that's a good job, Treyarch.
Yeah, Treyarch. You can't complain about them. That's why they're trying. They're
I'm talking about Call of Duty in general.
Their games.
No, I think Call of Duty in general, like the Modern Warfare series, they don't really help out. But in Black Ops, I really loved. Compared to other Call, compared to like fucking whatever the other studio.
Infinity Ward.
Infinity Ward.
The only thing Infinity Ward did well was Call of Duty 4. That was about it. Not Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3.
Well, now it's gone to shit. Call of Duty 4.
Yeah. Well, yeah, ask us
with all the modern lobby. Yeah,
they just messed it up.
All I'm going to say is that the only thing they did with Modern Warfare 3 is slightly decrease the damage of the Type 95 and overpower the shit out of the M16.
No, they didn't even do that. They increased the hipfire
spread. That's it.
Spread, yeah. It still does the same damage.
Dude, there is no way, because I fucking, after that whole update, I destroyed bitches with the M16.
Placebo effect.
Oh, no, the M16 was buff. The Type 95 was not...
It was
not a
nerf.
Yeah.
I thought they did. I was informed that they did, but apparently...
All they did was a hipfire, and that was it.
Increased the hipfire.
So, yeah, you've been living a lie this whole time.
Fuck you, Infinity Ward.
Damn. But I, for some reason, they buffed the ump, which is why I use that now. It's beast.
It was beast before.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway, we digress.
Again, hackers and Call of Duty is kind of the topic here, but damn, they messed it up.
Not really. I think they just
no, they messed exploited. It up. you could fly now. Well, one guy could fly and shoot everybody invisible. Superman.
Like, good, maybe we'll get more people to quit and stop pouring money into a shitty fucking series.
Call of Duty 4? Call of Duty 4 was good.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Modern Warfare 3 and like the whole Modern Warfare series as a whole, or Call of Duty, hopefully.
But
is Black Ops 2 using the same engine?
Of course.
Wow.
It's called Duty. What do you expect? I mean, honestly, I have no problem with the engine at all. I have no problem with the engine at all.
It's not me either. I mean, it's just amazing how long they've been getting away with it. You know, just like looking back, like wow.
I mean, they let me fix the lighting, add some more details to tech. Well, I'm not sure about textures, but let's add some shadows to the environment. All that garbage. But I don't know.
Too funny. Well, is there anything else anybody wants to chime in?
I thought I had something to say, but I'm in like a food coma state, so.
Well, in that case, this has been the Fuck You Podcast. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
Roar.
Hey.